Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. Now time for a very pixelated Doom edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to just decide which filter to use and drive on by. There's no cars in this game. I am Corey. I am joined by
something.
I am joined by the Quake over Doom guy. I don't know if that's true or not. You seem like somebody who would like Quake
absolutely.
Over Doom.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm an arena shooter guy.
Yeah, you're wrong, but this is Basher.
This is that guy. Usually wrong.
Exactly. We are here to talk about Proteus. But before that, did you know on this podcast, you can write us and let us know what you think about your favorite Game Pass games? 574-651-9256. You can shoot a text message or a voicemail over there. We are fastly approaching the end of the year, which means we got four episodes coming at you for the end of the year. We're going to be talking about Proteus today. We're going to talk about Vampire Survivors next. And then it's time for our Game Pass Game of the Year episode, where we're going to rank. And we haven't decided on a top three or a top five yet, which one we're going to do. But we're going to talk about all the Game Pass games that we recommended to you. And we're going to pick our favorite one of the year. It's a fun episode. You can always go back and listen to the old ones. I've done it a couple times. They're fun debates, but that's what's coming for the rest of the year. But this episode is about Proteus. Here are the details. This is available on Xbox One and Xbox Series X and S, as well as PC. It does have Xbox achievements on PC as well as cloud saves. So you can jump from your PC to your, what's that called? Xbox. No questions asked. No problems. Has online co-op as well as online multiplayer. I can talk a little bit about that. It's not a traditional how you would think. There's not like, you know, there's not a ranking system and all that stuff. But we'll talk about the details of why that is soon. Proteus is a first-person shooter of old, reimagined using modern rendering techniques and technology. Experience the quality you'd expect from a modern AAA game designed with retro aesthetics gameplay that invoke the tech-imposed limits of older hardware. The game features a handcrafted campaign from industry FPS veterans, co-op and competitive multiplayer drawing on classic modes, a fully integrated level editor, and a built-in community map browser for instantaneous action with nearly limitless levels to play. Get ready to paint the walls red. This is the boomer shooter you've been waiting for. How long to beat clocks us in at 6 hours for the main story, 9 hours for the main plus extras, and a completionist of 11 hours. Proteus, let's talk about it.
We've been waiting for this shooter, like, they made this 30 years ago. Sure. And then they remade it a lot better, like, just a few years ago with Doom and Doom Eternal. Like, I didn't know I was waiting for this one. I apologize.
No, I actually, like, had you heard about this at all?
Very little. Like,
so, yeah, I think I had heard about it, but I didn't know I had heard about it kind of thing. Like, you know, I listened, things, yeah. Yeah, I listened to other podcasts and stuff like that, and I'm sure I'd picked up on it, but this, you know, there are a lot of these. There's a lot of these, like, we're going to go back, you know, to, you know, Duke Nukem and Quake. And, you know, they usually kind of pick one and sort of try to replicate it, whatever you want to call it. So the problem is a lot of those are kind of they're usually okay. Like, you know, there's a reason that people like those games, and I am one of them. But a lot of times they don't, they just don't hit.
Buddy.
So it's hard to say. But yeah, so this is one that I had heard about it vaguely, and it was on Game Pass. Like, yeah, you know what? I'm bored tonight. Let me check this out. So I was just curious if you had heard about it. So
I did not hear about it, but I'm not surprised you heard about it. It's like you said, it's one of those, let's go back to the beginning. Let's take us all back to that time where these games were super popular and kind of do a cooler retrospective on it. And it really is a pretty good case of the Doom clone. There's tons of weapons. I think the mobility is there. Like, there's a lot of platforming that isn't awful. It looks better in motion, I feel like. Like, it's one of those shooters where you really don't want to take your time. And the issue I have with that is, with the recent Doom comebacks, it forces you to move in a way that's very fast, very quick, very twitch. And it tricks you into doing that, no matter what your playstyle is, by doing things like getting health with melee kills and just have melee kills do certain things and chaining kills and all that good stuff. Proteus also looks a lot better in motion, but it doesn't give you a reason to move that fast other than to not die. Other than that, you can kind of play this game at a slower pace, and that's when the game, I think, kind of just falls off a bit for me.
So this is a weird one, because I have played a lot of these. You know, I am a, you know, I still play the original Doom to this day. You know, I play map packs on my phone. You know, like I bought a Razer Kishi specifically because there's the Doom port on phones. You can actually add map packs and stuff to it. You know, like, so like I have played hundreds, if not thousands, of Doom levels. Like, there's just something about that classic Doom feel that I really enjoy. And so Proteus, like, when I first started playing it, like you said, it's a weird one. Like, in motion, it's strange. It looks good, but it's strange because it uses, like the description said, you know, using modern rendering techniques. But I find that decision strange because they also put like a filter over it to make it look like pixelated, almost like that Doom sprite look. But you're using modern rendering techniques, so it looks kind of choppy. It looks kind of, you know, there's not a ton of frames of animation, so it looks how you kind of think it would, like Duke Nukem 3D. You know, it's got that style to it. But you can also turn all that off. I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't know you could turn it off.
Yeah, so you can actually go in, and there was two things that really bugged me about this was, it uses like a almost like a curved HUDs up display. So like your ammo and stuff is on the left, and then your health is on the bottom, and then on the right is like kind of your current weapon ammo and all that fun stuff. But it's when you're playing on a massive TV like I am, it was kind of distracting because it curves out, and then like whenever you get hit and everything, so like everything has this kind of little bit of a warped look to it, and it started to hurt my head like quite a bit. So I turned all that off, and so you can turn it off. So it's basically the animations and stuff are still very choppy, but it removes that sort of grainy look to it. And I actually super prefer that. You can also change up the HUD, and you can use a modified HUD to where it's not all curved and all that. And once I did that, like, I actually was just like, you know what? Like, this is really strong. This is a really strong Doom clone in a way that I just don't think that a lot of these modern Doom clones are. And it comes down to one thing, and this is what I've always said about the original Doom, is map design. Map design is secretly the king of those games, because the map design, if the map design is poor, like the shooting is the shooting. Like,
yeah, it's pretty just, you click at the thing.
Right. And so there's different types of enemies, you know, and like certain ones, like, so you've got the guys that are, they can kind of just, they got machine guns, they can hit you. Then you've got your, your pinky demon equivalent, which is like this big dog looking werewolf thing that's got like a huge mouth, and it charges at you with its horns. And then you've got your imp style guy who throws fireballs at you, but then you've got your caco demon, you know, like it is wearing its inspirations on its sleeve. But again, map design is where it's stronger for me. Now I know you didn't finish this, but I definitely did. And I think your complaints are valid to an extent, but the game actually about halfway through kind of changes things up drastically. And they actually introduce a new enemy type, and a new enemy type is being a little facetious, because it's like an amped version of the current enemies. So they hit harder, they move faster, they have different move sets. Like there's one that throws like a charge blast at you. There's one that throws, there's one that moves really fast and kind of can teleport really quickly. So I'm with you in that, like, this game is also like ridiculously long. Like, this game is freaking long. I don't know, like, cause I'm sure you got to the part where you had to have, like, there's the map screen, right? And it's got almost like a Donkey Kong Country style.
Exactly.
Map screen. That is like one of three.
What?
Yeah. Like,
it can't be that long for one of these. I mean,
it's long.
And that's the thing. Like, when you play even a, not that Doom has this super engrossing story that is super deep or whatever, but you still get some decent lore there. And then you get the Doom guy, like, who, again, he's not a very talkative character, if you will, but he's still a presence. Like, Doom guy is a staple. So if you're doing this long of a game with this kind of style, it needs a narrative, for me anyway. Like, just the maps and the enemies are going to keep me going for 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, and that's it's a really hard thing to hit. And that's, again, as someone, like, I'm strictly coming at this as somebody who's just like, I've literally played, you know, hundreds if not thousands of Doom maps and Doom wads and stuff like that. And it's that original Doom game was only, you know, 27 levels if you did all of them and you found all the secrets. But if you just kind of mainline, it's only 24 levels. And I think that's a good length. You know, you can pick up a mission and kind of go through it. And this is structured a little bit differently. Like, there are collectibles that you can get, there are upgrades. And so there's gold that you can find in every level. And if you find enough of that gold, you can get a new weapon, or you can, you know, usually it's a modification of a weapon you already have, but, it's got a lot of those modern hooks in it. And I think it's trying to use that to kind of drive you forward. And there's also some levels that are, like time trials, like, hey, you know, go from A to B with this weapon and kind of use it in a different way. So it's got those modern hooks to draw you in and sort of play it differently than Doom. Like, because Doom doesn't have alt fires. Doom doesn't have multitudes of different of the same class of weapons. Like, it's got a little bit more of that Duke Nukem vibe of like, hey, you got different ammos, and these two guns might do something similar, but they're different enough that they got their own use cases. So getting all that to fit together, they do a relatively good job. Like, I had a lot of fun trying to go back and find some of these gold pieces, you know, like there's secrets, you know, once you sort of learn how the game communicates with you where secrets are, you can kind of go back and like, oh crap, I can't believe I missed this kind of thing. So like, it has that modern as well as classic feel to it. But then the second half of the game, it kind of does turn into far more just like visceral arena shooter, which is interesting. Like, it's less about map design and more about survival. And they give you enough ammo, but you still have to be conservative with it. But it's an interesting contrast. But I super enjoy it. Like, I want to make that clear. Like, I think this is actually one of the strongest Doom clones I've played in a very long time. But it's interesting in that right of they kind of flip the script on you. And I don't know how I feel about it, honestly. Like, I think it's cool, but I just don't know if I needed it.
I prefer it. Yeah. I absolutely prefer the arena shooter part of it. Even in Doom, I don't love looking for the secret. Like, for whatever reason, like, this, the way they handle secrets in these type of games just don't appeal to me too much. I really come here for the shoot 'em up bang bang. Like, I came here to blow things up. I'm a very Duke Nukem shooter in that sense. So when it turns into pure arena shooter at times, I'm like, all right, I'm in the mode now. I'm good. But then it turns into like these jumping puzzles where you have to like look for stuff. And I don't. The incentive is there because, like you said, you get these cool upgrades and whatnot. But I just don't. I personally just don't care enough. And the level design is there, and is well done enough to warrant it. But at the same time, I think the game shines when it's pure arena shooter, and it just turns into kind of this Twitch action, blow everything up, guts and blood everywhere, and it just start. And that's when it just looks its best for me.
Yeah, it's not quite Brutal Doom, but it's definitely got a little bit of that inspiration of like dismemberment and blood and guts. Like, you know, it's, if you've never seen Brutal Doom, just you know, watch a YouTube video, and it's ridiculously over the top with its gore. This isn't that level, but it's close. Yeah.
Yeah, because there are those blue enemies that when you blow them up, like their blue goo is just everywhere.
Yeah, definitely. It's also got that like what's the word I'm looking for? Environmental aspects of it too, like, because you can, there's certain enemies that once they explode, and especially if they're amped from the blue jelly, whatever you want to call it, you know, you have to kind of reassess and keep moving and stuff like that. So it's got all the stuff in it, and I think it's quite good. But the length is truly where it doesn't break it for me, but I don't know, it keeps it from being a 10 out of 10 for me. There's something about the like, it's like 50 levels if I remember correctly, and that's a lot. And like, that's a lot.
The issue with that for me, like, not just the length, but like in general, I feel like a lot of the times whenever they kind of do a Doom, whether it's done well or not, in an attempt to be very true to the original Doom, they keep the same aesthetic. And I'm just tired of this aesthetic. I think that's what initially just put me off to it, like how much of Doom it is. It's that drab, muted colors, sort of industrial setting. And it's all of them. You don't have to do that. Like,
yeah, and it's
a game like this stands out so much on its, can stand out so much on its own, but it falls into, if I sent you a screenshot of this game and another one and another Doom clone, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Like, you'd think they're all the same game, just different levels. And there's so much opportunity and room for growth to make these games look different.
And that's
right, buddy.
That definitely goes back to like that original Doom. Each chapter in Doom, each episode is wildly different. You know, the first one does have that industrial look. The second one is sort of that like in between hell and industrial, and it's got an industrial look, but it also has parts of it have already been like corrupted, and you kind of keep you are transcending and descending into hell. And then once you get to the third episode, you're in hell, you know, like it's completely different. And I had this looks more like Doom 3 than anything, which is kind of weird. And Doom 3 had that problem of like everything does look the same, and yes, you go to hell like for like two levels, but most of the time Doom 3 is you're in a base, you're in a Mars facility, and like a majority of the game, at least like 30 of the levels look like that. And again, the map design is strong. Like, I feel like I'm nitpicking a little bit here because I super enjoy everything about this, but those little things, as somebody who has played a ton of these, that's where it starts to stick out of just like, yes, your map design is good, but they all kind of look the same.
And that was my issue, like just getting through the game. It is you get to that map screen, you get to the next node, the next level, and it looks the same. I really didn't feel like I was progressing, and that's again where the narrative comes into play. Like, perhaps if there was some even light narrative action, I could feel as if I'm progressing through something. However, it just sort of levels off to me in to a game where you just kind of shoot things. And the shooting's really is done really, really well. I'm not trying. I want to emphasize that. Like, this is some of the best Doom clone shooting I've ever played.
Yeah, and that's what matters the most, right? And that's why, like, this game I think is pretty strong, is because it's, I just contradicted myself. It's extremely strong because I still think map design is more important, but the shooting is still the part that's going to sell you on it or not. Like, to someone that's not super thinking about these games, that hasn't played a lot of these, is like, is the shooting fun? And it is. Like, it's like I said, it's brutal in a way that's funny and fun, and it feels heavy. Like, you have the shotgun, and it's basically like a quad shotgun, and the alt fire is you can fire all four bullets at once. And it's just like, when you hit something with that, like, it's just, the controller shakes, like, you know, if you've got a decent headset or nice surround sound, like, you're going to feel it. And it's not the same as like a Call of Duty. Like, when a Call of Duty goes, you know, when you're playing Call of Duty and a bomb goes off, you hit that rumble. But like, this is almost like comedic rumble. It's just like, you press it and it's just like, yo, you just use a shotgun that's got four freaking barrels in it. We're going to like just shake everything because we can, kind of thing. And a lot of that. So then there's like a tracer weapon where you can, like, the alt fire is a tracer dart. And then as long as you hold on the trigger, it's just going to go to that tracer. And like, when you do that, it's silly. Like, it's just like the way that the bullets curve and everything. And it's, you feel cool and fun playing it. And that's the best compliment that I can give it, is that it's, you feel cool playing it and you feel like you are a badass. And that's, to play it on the Doom aspect of it, like, that's where Doom 2016 really shines. It's like, you feel like a badass. And even though the original Doom didn't have those narrative hooks, you kind of felt like the Doom guy was a badass, you know? And that's where the narrative aspect is missing here for me. There are audio, or not audio logs. There's like, what do you call them? Word logs, I guess. Like, what do you call just a regular log?
I guess.
Just a log.
It's just a
text log, right. I guess.
It's literally just a log at that point.
Just a log. And like, and there's a little bit in there, but there's nothing of depth. I think it is lacking that. And it's really not even a narrative pass, but it's just like, you don't feel like it's all connected. Like,
I don't know. I didn't get to feel like I was going anywhere.
Right. Yeah. You're playing a map pack, basically.
Like, right. Yeah. That was my issue. That was exactly the feeling I was getting. Whenever you play a Doom and you start feeling that way, almost eventually you get to the point where you're going to hell, and you always know you're going to hell, and it's all, you're looking forward to it because you know that aesthetic is going to change dramatically. You know, the enemies are going to, you're going to get new enemies and new weapons and all this cool stuff. But when you remove that, it feels as if you're shooting in place.
Right. And I think that is strictly because it's just too long. And again, those are the very, very subtle things that that you don't think about when you're playing those classic shooters. Like, Duke Nukem was very good at that too. Like, I'm not a huge Duke Nukem 3D fan, because I think it's a little overly complicated for what I'm looking for out of those games. But each episode feels unique and different. It feels like you're doing something, and it's the lightest narrative pass ever of just like, yo, there's an alien here, go kill it. But it's those aesthetics that change and the minute details that change that keep you coming back. Or that's why you can play the first episode of Doom and go to the second one, and even though you're doing the exact same thing, enough has changed that it feels like you're doing something different. And that is definitely missing here. That being said, it's still extremely strong. Like, I think that there's indications that there's more than one story here. Like, they're going to keep making more, and it does have the community crafted levels and all that. And then I checked it out,
which is cool. Like, yeah, that they offer that.
I did a little bit of multiplayer. I don't. It's fine. It's, you know, like, there's no carrot on the stick. Like, this is strictly made for people like, hey, remember playing Duke Nukem Online? Like, you want to go play that again? Like, yeah, sure. I'll have a go at it. I don't think there's anything super deep there that's going to keep you held there, but I don't think it's trying to be. I think it's just trying to be faithful.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Which is fine. But there's definitely people out there. I was not someone who played Doom online. You know, I did not play. I did play a lot of Duke Nukem 3D on the N64 on Stadium, because that's what you did with the explosive shotgun shells. Like, there's some people out there that had GoldenEye, you know, like GoldenEye was their game. And I think for people that, if Doom was your game that you like to play against with friends, I think you could come to this and have a good time.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of those games for me that is super, super faithful to the point where it's both good and not so good. I've always been the personality type where create something faithful, great, I'm down for it. However, don't make it so faithful that I feel like I'm playing the Super Nintendo again or the Nintendo again. Like it's still a $600 machine. I still have a $1,000 graphics card. Like you gotta throw something in there for to separate it from those games instead of just making another 16-bit shooter, which I've already done before. But this, I think Proteus does a good job of standing out from the rest of the pack.
Yeah, and I stand by, like, I don't like the modern, quote, rendering techniques. Like, I think the game looks better in without the filters and all that stuff, but that's going to be a matter of opinion.
It doesn't need to look like Doom. Like, that was just bothering me. Like, it's not just this game. Again, it's the crowd of these games. It doesn't need to look like Doom. It doesn't have to have Doom aesthetic. Like, we already have Doom. Like, you guys are capable, I believe, of doing something better than Doom aesthetic. Doom already nailed it.
Right. Like,
do sci-fi, do steampunk, do it. Any of the million other art styles instead of just more Doom.
Yeah, and it's tough, but it's, like I said, I stand by, like, I think this is strong. Like, this is a very strong one of these. It's one of the strongest ones I've played from a pure aesthetic in terms of, what's the word I want to say? The gameplay. Like, everything is there that you want it, but I think it goes a little too hard. Like, I think it tries a little bit too hard to do everything. And because of that, it's not bad. It's not bad by any means, but I think there's some people that will pick this up and put it down. Like, I definitely, even though I like these games, and it might've just been simply, I was trying to finish it. I was like, all right, let's get to the end of this today. And then when it just kind of kept going and I was just like, okay, I got another level. And it's just like, am I almost done here? Like, it kept going. And I was just
like, get into that new map, I'm out. Sorry. Like, this, I need either the Duke Nukem wise guy or the Doom or going to hell soon.
Yeah. And it sort of does that. Like I said, it gets to a point where it tries to sort of flip the script on you, and like it basically goes to more like an alien, you know, the aesthetics change. Like they really do. And it goes to almost like this alien ship looking design, kind of very Halo 4 in a way.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
And it starts playing with perspectives of like, once you do this, and think of like lowering a water level. And whenever you lower a water level, more of the map opens up, and it's basically that mechanic, but instead like more the ship opens up, like the floor will fall or something like that. And then all of a sudden it does that. And then it tries to do it again a little bit with like a snow setting. But the problem is that first those sections are much shorter than the other two. So I kind of feel like if it would have done that earlier, it would have helped quite a bit, but it doesn't do it. So, but it's, and I don't know, but like, by that time, I kind of didn't care that it switched perspectives. Like, it was cool, and I was like, okay, this is neat that it's doing this. But I was still at the point, I was like, okay, let's get to the end. Like, and I don't know, again, maybe it's just the mindset of that day. Who knows what happened? But that's how I felt at the moment. So, like, it does try to do those things, but that original aesthetic and those original sort of gameplay mechanics are there a little bit too long. But it's still super strong. Like, actually playing this game, it's fun. It's over the top. It's wacky. And I enjoyed it quite a bit. So I don't think that the multiplayer, you know, and all that stuff is going to elevate it at all. It's cool that it's there, but I don't think a lot of people are going to gravitate towards it. So But yeah, so when it comes to Proteus, like I think you should check it out. I really do. It's if you're into those games, even if you're not, like if you just like something a little bit different, you know, it's one of the strongest, you know, what are you going to call it? Throwbacks, you know, love letters to whatever out there. And I think it's cool that it exists, but it's not going to be, you know, it's not a home run by any means.
I'd agree with that. Definitely a must pick up, especially through Game Pass. Another perfect Game Pass game. It overstays its welcome, but until you hit that point, you will have some good fun with it.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right, that's going to do it. So we got one episode left for the year. We're going to be talking about Vampire Survivors, which was not on the docket, but then we'll talk about it next episode, why it became on the docket. So we actually had to bump some games and all that fun stuff. And then it'll be time for our Game Pass Game of the Year. It's always an exciting time. So you can write us 574-651-9256. Let us know what you think about Proteus, whether you like it, love it, hate it, whatever. Let us know, voicemail or a text message. That's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with Vampire Survivors.
Good day, sirs.